Sweden's ABBA performed the winning song Waterloo at the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest, kick-starting one of the most successful careers in modern music. Other famous Eurovision winners include Lulu and Celine Dion. The Czech Republic has never taken part in Eurovision, but one Czech has.
Josip Pilsen in Czechoslovakia. He goes under the name East Europe's Frank Sinatra. Ordinary smoking with blank camping.
Trägt schon die Stadt ihr Abendkleid, ein Lichtmeer in der Dunkelheit.
Evergreen Czech singer Karel Gott, hugely popular in German-speaking countries, represented Austria with this song, Tausend Fenster. That was way back in 1968, 12 years after Eurovision began. It's taken the Czech Republic itself over 5 decades to join up with Eurovision. The country's search for a representative begins on Friday, when public broadcaster Czech Television launches a program called Eurosong. Martin Kreffel is the station's spokesman.
There's no actually some definitely advice from the organizer how to do that, but the Czech TV was studying the complex of other contests in other European countries, and we decided to organize a national contest. And we invited 10 interpreters with very different kind of music, and viewers will decide who they like.
They'll vote by SMS.
Exactly. And they have a long time for voting, because we start on February 23rd, so they can vote before the national contest, and then during the program on CT1 on March 10th at 8 p.m.
The 10 entrants in Eurosong are mostly established pop stars. Unlike people in some participating states, Czechs won't be asked to choose from songs by hitherto unknown artists. Among those taking part is Samer Issa. He shot to fame after taking part in the Czech version of Pop Idol.
Pro mě je to velká příležitost jakoby ukázat lidem vlastně jako co teď obnáším.
For me it's a great honor. It's a chance to show people what my new music is all about. My style is R&B. I have my own dancers and it's going to be a big show. I just want to make sure that it's lively and makes viewers happy.
Přineslo jako pohodu a štěstí, jakoby, nebo respektive radost, to vystoupení.
The 10 artists taking part were mostly selected on the basis of chart placings, though 3 were chosen by Czech TV itself. Samer Issa says the choice is just right.
Já si myslím, že to je v pohodě, že je to velmi zajímavý a že ten večer bude celkově velmi pestrý a velmi zajímavý.
I think it's cool. It's interesting. And the show will be really colorful. You have pop artists like Helena Vondráčková alongside great singers like Petr Kolář and even underground artists like Gypsy, who I love.
Znamená, že jsou tam skvělí interpreti a nemám s tím problém jako.
Gypsy says he doesn't care that in some parts of Europe, the Eurovision is regarded as old-fashioned and uncool.
Czech Republic is a country as other countries in Europe, and no matter what others think about it, I think we have some kind of music which is good. And it's time to let know the Europe that we have the new good music over here.
Napovíš svým pohybem, co jiný říká básní, procházíš to zvláštní proměnou. Jako vítr s námi točí, ten rytmus šílený, ani tykr neútočí.
Helena Vondráčková is perhaps the most surprising choice among the 10 contestants. She won a Czechoslovak national talent contest in 1964. And is still a huge pop star today. Why include Vondráčková at the expense of some up-and-coming young artist? Czech TV's Martin Kreffel.
Helena is the queen of Czech pop music. She speaks many languages. She sings wonderful, but she also dances. She's really a show business person. And we are really proud that she said yes, because it was very quick yes. She was really very happy about this offer. And we are quite sure that if Helena will be chosen by public, she will be wonderful representative of the Czech pop music.
While Helena Vondráčková was quick to accept, a host of other Czech stars said no to Eurosong, among them Krzysztof, Anna Kerr, and the extremely popular Aneta Langerová, who won Czech pop idol the year Samer Issa took part.
Třeba pro mě Aneta je výborná zpěvačka, mám jí velmi rád jako osobnost a jako člověka, ale myslím si, že...
For me, Aneta is a brilliant singer, and I really like her as a personality and a person. But in terms of presenting yourself internationally, she's not the kind of person who could... Well, actually, she could represent the Czech Republic. But I don't know if her genre of music would appeal on the European stage.
Well, I'm afraid they were not sure if they can be successful on the European level. Some of them were also not sure if such a big contest, which is well known in Europe, but not well known in the Czech Republic, because we didn't broadcast it yet in our history, could be a successful project.
Given that Eurovision has no history in this country, will the concept catch on in the Czech Republic?
We hope so. There were other contests in singing on Czech TVs in few past years. So we believe that the interest in music and in songs will be also actual in this year, and that this project will be interesting for our views.
If the winner of the Czech competition Eurosong wins the actual Eurovision in Helsinki this year, you, Czech TV, will have to organize the next Eurovision Song Contest, which is a really huge event. Wouldn't you be slightly worried about winning and having to host it?
Not at all. We are very happy, and we would be very happy if this will happen. And we've done many big projects like Stardance or the Greatest Czech. We organize many sport events for other European countries and their public TVs. So we have enough experience to manage this.
Czech TV will be among dozens of channels broadcasting the Eurovision final from Helsinki on May 12th. If the Czech representative makes it through a semi-final a couple of days earlier, they will appear before hundreds of millions of TV viewers around the continent. And who knows, it could be the springboard to a glittering career for a new Czech ABBA.